This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half to the hour, who wants to be here? Jennifer, you want to be here?
Sure.
All right. Victoria, you want to be here?
Why not?
Jay, I mean, why not?
Of course.
Yeah. Enthusiasm here. There's asylum from the rest of radio right here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, offering protection for all those who are interested in wisdom and knowledge, which we all have. Some of us have more than others because some of us are older and more experienced than others. With age comes wisdom and knowledge. Right? Okay. I just thought I'd pass that along because there are some people who think that just because you get old or I get old, I have lost my touch. I don't know that I think that that's true, but I can understand how it is because I grew up around a lot. When I was teaching, I'm being facetious, obviously, not having fun with Victoria more than anybody else, but I have, and when I was teaching school, I remember the kids used to, the girls who sat in the front row, always the girls sat in the front of the class in the 7th and 8th and 9th grades, the boys sat in the back, the girls sat in the front. And I didn't do, a lot of times then you were required to take attendance in each class, and people would be in alphabetical order so that you could, in some of the classes, so that it was easy for the teacher to take attendance. But I never really paid much attention to that. I broke all the rules. See, when I was a kid doing this stuff, Victoria, I was just like you. I thought that nobody, the older people who were in charge, didn't know what they were doing. I decided to do it my way.
I make fun of you for keeping, you know, like Blue Bloods on the air and, like, you know, old shows.
I love Blue Bloods, for the record.
Okay. Like CBS. Doug keeps CBS on the air.
Yes,
but no, right. I don't think that I believe in wisdom and learning and, you know, and
yes, you do.
Over time. And the lessons you acquire, of course.
All right. So here is what people like to watch on Netflix. I decided we'd go away from CBS, NBC, and ABC because there seems to be a difference of opinion as to who's watching what. So, according to a survey that was done, if I can read the fine print, I saw this before. Let's see here. Who is this? What's the source? The Status Commerce something or other. I don't know. My glasses. There's a winter storm called Oakley that's beating across the country. And it's interesting because I usually make my arrangements to go out to L.A. To go Friday evening, but I went early this time, and I'm apparently going to miss this storm, which will dump another foot of snow. It'll be gone in a week, but still, it will throw things off. If you're going to travel, have that in your mind. At any rate, so what do we like to watch on Netflix? Number one, 76% of the people surveyed said they wanted to watch more comedies on Netflix. 65% said dramas. 59% said thrillers and mystery shows. 55% of those who surveyed want to watch documentaries. 46% sci-fi stuff. I don't know what the category sci-fi is sort of spread out. It used to be monsters and creepy crawly creatures. Now there's a lot of different things, right? The stories of what's going on other planets and things. Yeah. Let's see here. 45% like animation. 40% want horror. Jay must have answered that part of the question. And then there are 37% want music videos. So that's how the breakdown.
Music videos, that's weird.
I was going to say, how does today's generation know what those are?
Music videos? What, they don't make them anymore? I thought they still made music videos. You know?
No, they do. Huh? We grew up on MTV when it was music television, where now it's reality television.
Back in the old days.
Mm-hmm. Back
in our day.
Now everybody just makes a video and it goes out on YouTube or Vimeo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only place you can see music videos.
I want to know, who's the audience then? We're talking about audiences that watches a show like this one on A&E, Adults Adopting Adults.
Oh, this is as
Do you know that one, Jennifer?
No, I don't know that one. Uh-oh, what's it about?
It's so creepy.
It is creepy. It's really creepy. They had 10 or 11 episodes in the can. It started in January. They've canceled it because people who were watching it were upset because part of the storyline in this most recent episode, the theme was then some old 60-year-old guy adopting a 20-year-old pregnant mother. And he admitted to having feelings for her.
Well, it's so Woody
Allen.
No,
that was a previous time. It came out that there was another time that he and his wife were trying to adopt an 18-year-old, and then he developed romantic feelings for her, and the wife was saying how she's worried that history is going to repeat itself, and everybody was like, this is dark and creepy. We don't want to watch it. Well, they aired 3 episodes, and we're like, nah.
No, huh? Okay.
Well, I mean, they just try to, at this point, with reality TV now, they just try to come up with, like, the most outrageous thing that they can think of. Mm-hmm. And this is the result. It's just, this is basically criminal. I mean, it's awful.
Who watches then? But who does this appeal to, though? That's the,
I don't know. I can't even watch an episode of Hoarders because it's just so gross. But people like watching freak shows.
I think it makes people feel better about themselves, right?
TLC, the TLC was the learning channel, and literally people call it the learning circus at this point because it's just so crazy.
I just don't. This is so depressing. All right, let's not talk about that anymore. Here's something that's good from the world of entertainment. Pink, who's somebody I like. I just like her. I like her looks.
She's really good in concert, by the way. Yeah. If you ever get a chance to see her, she's excellent.
So she's the smartest parent I know in Hollywood because she has laid down the law, no phones for my children. Good for her. Now, that may sound like it's coming from an old curmudgeon, but I think... let's see, her daughter is 10, and she wants one, and her mother says, no, you can't have one. The idea that a 10-year-old needs to have a phone is ridiculous, and I say that directly to parents who are listening who say, I'm getting a phone for my 10-year-old. You're an irresponsible, bad parent.
When you say that. I'm going to go ahead and say it. As a parent, Doug, I hate when you say, if you do this, then you're a bad parent. There are so many aspects.
Okay,
but
so that's my point of view.
There are so many different aspects that actually make a bad parent. And I agree with you on the topic of the phones. 10-year-olds don't need a phone, but there might be some families where their 10-year-old is in a lot of activities where they're not around their parents, and the parent needs to be able to contact their kid.
A lot of it is safety.
Yeah.
Isn't that, what kind of a comment is that on society then? If that's the reality, then this is a much deeper issue.
So focus on society, not calling people bad parents.
Yeah. Well, I say that parents are bad that let their children play football in high school. I think that's bad parenting as well. And there may be people criticize me for that.
And you're a perfect parent?
No.
I didn't play football, but I
this is not about me.
In sports.
Yeah. Well, I just,
my mom
it's not about me.
She was not coaching a lot of sports.
Who was?
My mom.
Your mother, right, Doris. Hi, Doris. How you doing? Doris is listening right now, as a matter of fact. She's smiling because we're talking about her. At any rate, well, we're here to talk about what we think, and I think that way, and you think another way. It's okay. People can throw rotten bananas at their radio if they want to. I just happen to feel strongly about stuff like that. And the people
around
me. But
by the time your grandson, let's get back to reality. By the time your grandson Miles is 10, he will probably have a phone because it's only getting younger and younger, and it's more pressure on kids and parents to keep up. And you don't want to have your kid be the only kid who doesn't have a phone. I mean, there are a lot of pressures, and you don't want to make your kids stand out in a bad way, right? I mean, with bullying and cyberbullying and everything, there's already enough pressure on kids. And so if you're the one kid who wasn't allowed to eat any sugar, you know, growing up in our generation. My mom doesn't let me have any sugar cereal. You know, like, there's always that kid. Why would you want to put your kid in a spotlight like that? It just, you know, at some point, everybody has technology. It's just it's a fact of life. Do I think a 6-year-old needs it? No, but look around. Every baby has a tablet. They all have it. You know, it's a reality.
My grandson didn't have it. My daughter agrees with me.
Let's see how long she's
My 1.5-year-old does have a tablet.
Your 1.5 has a tablet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Most kids do. I mean, most kids do.
But it's not most of the science that's attached to it, and this is not about Jay. I'm not going to apologize for what I know and what I've read and what I understand. Having a tablet and watching all that stuff when you're a year and a half, year or 2 years old, isn't good for your brain. That's the study on top of the study.
My pediatrician is, or his pediatrician's okay with it. My kid knows words because of his tablet and games we play on it together. He laughs at humor because he understands the concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's your experience. I'm just telling you what I have been told by people that I respect. So does it go around and around? I suppose it does. But under the circumstances, what it, you know, what we listen to, oftentimes what we agree with is what we think ourselves. And so back to Pink and why she did what she did. She said, for children, I'm not there yet. I have a 10-year-old who doesn't have a phone. You know, most of the children in my class, the fifth grade, have a phone, she pointed out to her mother yesterday. That doesn't move my needle. I don't care. And I guess maybe that's where I am. To each his own. I don't think, well, I can understand why you'd be sensitive to me.
Yeah, it comes to, I mean, if you look, if Jay's involved with Mac and he's sitting there and they're doing stuff together, that's a little different. I think the stresses of having a 10-year-old with the phone when, well, not even the babysitter aspect, but like having people bully and do whatever they might do on social media and not having control of what the kid is seeing and the mom is not there all the time, like Pink's not going to be with their 10-year-old all the time, I can understand why it's probably easier just to keep them away from it if they can. If I mean, now, pretty sure they don't have to worry about the kid being alone all the time.
Here's what I would wonder. Most of you are familiar with Calm, C-A-L-M, and what there are lots of videos, lots of stuff that's available online that's good for adults. And sure, I happen to watch it myself on the plane when I'm going to California and I want to go to sleep after I've had something to eat. I put on Calm, and in like 30 seconds, I'm gonzo.
Listening to Matthew McConaughey read you a bedtime story?
Well, whatever.
The Harry Styles one was the best.
But if your child has a hard time going to sleep, maybe this would help if they're not looking at it, if they're listening to it. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm being outvoted here, but that's what happens when you're Captain Curmudgeon. 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110. Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jay and Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, focusing on the social media items that are of interest and import, the trending things, and Sam Hunt's wife with the announcement. Was it yesterday, Jay? She said, I'm getting a divorce from you, and then she decided not to. Well, not then.
Yeah, like hours later after she filed, she kind of withdrew the filing, and then here she filed again, and we know why. It was in the wrong county. And it's just some paperwork issues. Well, in the way that when she filed and her lawyers filed, and then they retracted it with a petition that was, quote-unquote, voluntarily non-suited without prejudice, which means she could file for divorce at a later date. However, you can't withdraw the second time. It would have to stick. Mm. And here it was just some paperwork issues. Wrong county.
So he's
apparently
still a dog.
But the headline.
He's still a dog. There's still
he's still a dog. Still cheating
the headline
on his pregnant
was,
wife.
Without getting into the story, the headline was she withdrew her petition. So
yeah, the first one
she
must
have reconciled or whatever.
That's what
it
seemed like at first. It was all over TMZ, and then, she refiled.
Yeah, nope, just a mistake.
All right, so Alec Baldwin earlier, well, was it Monday we were talking about Alec Baldwin, and he could have fired without knowing that he fired the gun?
Yes.
That sort of stuff. So apparently the lady whose husband is speaking out now, the lady who died was, she's in charge of the gun, right? She isn't the one. Which one is which here?
Wait,
Hutchins,
who's speaking out?
Hutchins was the
Helena
one who was
Hutchins,
killed.
Yeah,
what's the name
killed.
Of the woman who was the person in charge?
Hannah Gutierrez Reed.
Okay, Hannah so I Reed. Miss... Sometimes I look at these and the names kind of blend together. Anyway, so Hutchins' husband...
Matt Hutchins,
says,
yeah.
Right. Says that it's absurd that Baldwin doesn't feel responsible for the wife... for the death of this woman. He felt. I don't remember hearing Alec Baldwin say he didn't feel any guilt for the shooting.
He was asked, I think, by George Stephanopoulos when he did that interview if he feels guilty. And he said he feels sad and he felt, you know, all the horrible emotions. But he said he didn't feel guilty because he didn't feel like he did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I can see both sides of this. I mean, obviously, this poor guy lost his wife in a very tragic way. And, how is the, I mean, I think everyone kind of agrees that it really wasn't Alec Baldwin's fault, and that the, you know, obviously the gun never should have had a live round in it. We all know that and can agree. And the way that the gun, what you were referring to is the sheriff's department did experiments with the gun, and that if it's cocked back, that little hammer thing at the top of the old-timey gun, without doing anything, it can actually discharge.
You know what would start some interesting conversation? The expression that comes from the gun rights people, that guns don't shoot people, people do. In this case, gunshot went off, and it wasn't the person who was holding it that made it go off.
Yes, well, he says. Okay, I have a hard time believing. He could have been holding the trigger lightly. I have a hard time believing that it just discharged. I mean, I think that's it's a convenient thing to say, but
That's what the sheriff's department said.
But you would understand how this would bring that discussion around.
That without pulling the trigger, those guns will go off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just said, this is also the husband was also the one who was upset that Baldwin didn't really provide any aid on the set after the woman was shot and didn't do anything for about 20 minutes.
All right. Well, it's all food for thought. Now, this is the DJV program with lots of food and fuel for thought. 28 past the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The fog of war dominates Russia's aggression against its Ukrainian neighbor. Reports out of Eastern Europe have made one thing clear: death and destruction is taking place. Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken to TV to threaten any other nation that interferes.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden has taken to TV to impose sanctions.
We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize a long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Thursday's sanctions are aimed at crippling the Russian economy, its financial institutions, and its access to technology. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
After beginning the invasion of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened any country that interferes an immediate response with the lights they have never seen before. Some have speculated Putin is threatening a nuclear option. Then again, Western allies have used the same language when describing the sanctions to be imposed against him and his countrymen. Jason Beardsley is the National Director of the Association of the United States Navy. He tells Fox News the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we, first of all, have to take him seriously. Vladimir Putin is saying this after having committed this violent atrocity rolling into the Ukraine. He's made good on that promise. He has to be condemned. He has been condemned by the world. So right now, he doesn't have much to lose. Don't forget, though, our rhetoric is similar. You know, we threaten sanctions that they've never seen before. You see what has happened since then. The European Union has not been able to stick those at a significant degree. So I think what President Putin has done is he's made a very serious threat. We don't know the level or the extent he's willing to go, but we should be very careful and cautious about trying to ratchet up the rhetoric here.
President Biden has reached a decision on his first nominee to the Supreme Court, with his selection of the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court set to be revealed as soon as today. It was 2 years ago today Biden made his initial pledge to choose the first black American female justice during a 2020 primary debate in South Carolina. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ideas are king and queen, I suppose, here. There are more queens than kings. We have Queen Jennifer, Queen Victoria, Queen Jay, and then there's King Doug. Sounds like King Tut, doesn't it? King
More like Tut. The court jester, but okay, we'll allow it.
I'm the court jester? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
All right, so it's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I want to spend a little bit more time talking about what we were talking about before, and I'll tell you why. As I think about these things, and oftentimes because our conversation here is just that. It's conversation among friends, people who love each other, and it's spontaneous. There's no rehearsal, and most of the time the ladies don't know what I'm going to talk about. They just, they have a drift, and they also know what's going on, so they can sort of follow along. And so I was thinking about when Jay first came, and this is not about Jay, but it is kind of. I think that when Jay first got here, which was, a year and a half ago? How long have you been here?
January 2021.
Okay, so a year.
Oh, it's a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Jennifer is a senior. Jennifer has been here for, what, 17 years? How long have you been
here? Jennifer has chains on her somewhere. That's how long she's been here. She's chained.
I think I'm the union steward of the program.
I started here in 2006.
Okay, so that's, what, 16, 17 years ago. So I thought. Okay.
That's my entire radio career. Wow.
I've known her since she was a teenager. And so it's like the different watching her grow up. I'm so proud of what she's done and what she's doing. And Victoria, the same with you in the sense that I know where you came from. And maybe I know more about Jay than, you know, I let on because I'm friends with her father. But when she came here, she was quiet. She was shy. She wasn't sure what she was supposed to say or do. And as with everybody else, it's kind of like, it may not be good parenting, but you throw your kid into the swimming pool, and if he swims, fine. If he doesn't, he sinks. It's not necessarily great parenting, but it's a way to learn. And in this environment, because everybody is encouraged to think for himself, herself, what I've said all along was, come on, you need to be more involved. She wanted to find and needed to find her own way. And it's not necessarily about Jay, but it's a great lesson in how people, and I think I've been fortunate in finding these three ladies to be on the air with. They all have their own personalities. And Jay's, although I didn't know it at the beginning, she has, in my instinctive feelings about people in radio, she had a lot to say. And maybe for whatever the reason, she wanted to defer to Jennifer or Victoria or whatever. And I just said, or I told her father, tell her to open up. Come on, let's go. So when you just had the exchange with me that you did, and those who didn't hear the exchange, you can hear it in the DJV download or later today because we play all of the full program. If we can get TuneIn Radio to work, you can hear the full program all day, every day. And Jay took exception to me saying that a parent, we were talking about Pink not allowing her 10-year-old to have a phone. And I was lauding her for that and think, you know, off into having tablets and stuff when you're young. And I said that you're a bad parent if you do that, at which time Jay took serious exception to me saying that. And she was very strongly critical of me. And I thought that upon thinking about it, that she was right in her criticism of me. And I then thought, okay, so why do I have this? Why does she have the strong feelings that she does? Why do I have the strong feelings that I do? Victoria will pass it off on generational stuff. And maybe that's partially true. But I'm asking all of you who have strong feelings about stuff, whether it's this sort of thing or whether it's political or whether it's religious or whether it's about the job or the boss or whatever it is, that you examine your own thinking sometimes, because when you do, you might change your mind. You might not. But at least it's important to examine your feelings. Too many people today, in my opinion, rely on what others say and think. They latch themselves on to a train of thought that they feel safe discussing or at least agreeing and having those points of view. And so what I encourage here, not only for the ladies who are on the air, but for people who are listening, just because I say something or anybody here says something, that doesn't mean we are right or wrong or that we should be silenced or our values be more because it agrees with everybody else. It just is how we think based on our experiences. And so what you caused me to do, Jay, was think, why do I have that strong feeling? Why did I teach that to my children? And to a point, they still have those points of view.
Although, I think what you might be missing, though, Doug, is not necessarily that you have those feelings. Those are your feelings, and those are okay. It's not like you're wrong in how you raised your kids or what you teach your kids. It's when you say, you're an awful parent if, dot,
yes,
dot,
if
dot.
You don't do what I do.
You're a bad person if, right. Dot, dot, dot. And well, you know what? We all have moments of weakness. I know, like, I think only, I really try in politics not to go, ugh, vilify people because I try to articulate my problems with people's policies instead of like them personally. The exception is I had a moment of weakness with Alec Baldwin because I called him awful, and I still might stand by it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so
we try to vilify the person.
It's the policy, and I think you vilify people when you say you're awful. And
well, but I didn't say Jay, you're a bad parent. But that's how she took it, and it
that's not how I. That is not how I took it at all. I know I'm an awesome parent. I'm very confident in my mothering.
It's the narrative.
It's the narrative, and it's not just about parenting. It's the narrative of I have these strong feelings, and if you have different strong feelings, then you're the problem. And that's and look at COVID. Look at what politics does. There are people who are in the Democratic Party who hate Republicans just for the pure fact that the Republicans have a different opinion, and vice versa. People regarding the vaccine, people have lost friendships and relationships because of the whole narrative of, think you should get vaccinated. Well, I think you're stupid for getting vaccinated. Okay, friend, like relationship over, friendship over. It's just that concept of I think this, you think differently, you're a horrible person because of it.
And that is a problem, and that's what causes the problem. So you call me out on it, and now I'm thinking about it, and then thinking, okay, oh, she's right. And I would tell you, and anybody who knows my two children, even though they knew what my values were, and as children you grow up to the environment that you're around is what's going to predicate who you are and what you're like as you grow older. And I think about my father and I. My mother was milquetoast. She had no real influence on me. And I don't say that trying to not be loving. I just, my mother was absent. And my father was a Germanic autocrat who was an orphan. And I remember once saying to somebody that I loved that I guess I'm this way because of my father. And she said to me, you're a little old to be blaming your parents for whatever the issue or whatever your problem is. And I'm not sure that I subscribe to that because I think that parenting has its impact on you for your entire life and the environment
that you can modify. Yeah, there are way too many people who get to be way too old and they're still blaming, their parents for their problems. There's a point where you get to grab a hold of your own life and make choices that, can remedy.
And that's what I was going to say about my two children. Nobody would confuse them with people that don't think for themselves. they're like off on their own thing. And some of the stuff that they do, they look back at me and say, thanks, Dad. And other things they say, Dad, that was terrible. Why did you tell me that? Or Megan's especially. Brendan's very outspoken, but he's not likely to criticize me. Megan sometimes is. And it's okay. I can take it. I don't like it, but I can take it. And that's the thing. It doesn't mean that she doesn't love me at all. It just means that she's thinking for herself, which she's happy to remind me. Dad, you told us to think for ourselves. So that's it. And with Jay, I feel like I'm a parent to a point with all of you because I've known you in different ways and Jay's been here the least. But the reason that I brought it up is because I was proud of what you said and the way that you stuck to your guns and you made me think about, and my attitude probably will be different going forward because of the way you handled that discussion. So
I appreciate that, Doug.
Having said that, let's talk about something that nobody wants to talk about, and that's what's going on in the Ukraine, I understand there's a kill list that Russia, that Putin or whoever is with him, they're looking for certain people in Ukraine to bump off. Is that how this is taking place?
That's been the rumor, right?
President Zelensky is on the list. Of course, favorable media outlet, like journalists to Ukraine, anti-Russian journalists, different members of the government, people who lead factions that are anti-Russian, kill who you can't control, right?
We're going back to that era. And even before the Nazis, if you look at how Napoleon, for example, offed the people, or you can go to the Roman Empire. I suppose with any circumstance like this in history, it's always the same. Kill the people who don't agree with you, or
who are going to be in the way.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Well, what's really laughable in the least funny way possible, just in irony, in the ironic department, is that Putin said he wants to denazize,
yes,
or I can't remember the name.
The denazification, yeah.
Of Ukraine.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, exactly, that's what he says. He wants to denazi Ukraine. And what's interesting, though, is that Zelensky, who is his enemy number one on the list, who was elected because he was strong against Vladimir Putin, is a Jew. And so it's an interesting place,
really,
to say you're trying to get rid of the Nazis when you're going after the Jewish president. But
so I was looking back in some of the rhetoric. You know, this all started with George W. Bush when Putin had a meeting with him when Bush Jr. was president. One of the things he said, and he said it to Bush in English, quote, "You have to understand, George, Ukraine is not even a country." This was 14 years ago.
It's always his mentality.
It's really, he's had his eye on this for whatever the reason. So what's his tie here? Has he got family or something happened to him there?
No,
what?
Yeah, that's
like, well, I'm wondering that too. What is
he
so
doesn't
wonderful
recognize the legitimacy of Ukraine.
Yeah,
look, he wants to reinstate the USSR, and this is what I think is really disturbing. Look, he could just, we talked about all the different options. Now it looks like he wants to take over all of Ukraine, right? There were the thoughts that he would take over a limited space, maybe half the country. It appears now that the whole country is and probably will fall almost instantly, because they don't have the military strength of 190,000.
The rest of the world.
Well, this is
let.
Okay. So this is the point. So if the rest of the world says, "Wait a second, you can't do that." If Poland, by the way, which is a country that is in NATO and has NATO protections, if they feel like they're threatened because they're next, essentially in the marching map, then do we enter, is this World War III? I mean, it's very scary. I don't like to fearmonger,
mm-hmm,
but the options right now, what we're seeing right now, we're seeing something much bigger than
that.
How
does one guy, you know, you wonder, you go back to, we weren't around during World War II or before that, in the 30s, when Hitler managed to, through his rhetoric as much as anything else, but then bumping off all of the people who were, his enemies, he just killed them all. Which is what goes on in Korea, what goes on in China, goes on in Russia, and that is still very prevalent thinking today, and really unhealthy. So it is food for thought. 48 minutes now after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Let's spend some time with Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us courtesy of Calitrin. It's 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Always interested in updates on what's going on, downloading info, uploading info. So let's talk about how people contact or connect. When they go to toploss.com, they hear me and other people. I certainly talk a lot about Calitrin, how it works, how you can benefit from it. And I usually add in the conversation, if I have time, that you can contact, go to toploss.com. You can be in touch with someone who would be a personal consultant. And I know you do a lot of that stuff yourself. So when you reach out, when somebody reaches out to Calitrin to get information on how it works, et cetera, what's the normal process? Take us through what happens when the phone rings and you answer it.
We get a few common questions, you know, like, is this safe even if I'm on medications? Can I take this? And the answer is always yes. Calitrin's not going to interfere with or affect any medications. And then, you know, people ask, you know, how long do I have to be on it to see results? And that answer, it varies. You know, some people see results really quickly. The average is usually around 4 to 6 weeks is when people really start seeing inch loss and pound loss. Now our 90-day program is where that huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results. You just got to give it time to do its thing. So we just answer questions, you know, on the phone and help people get started with it. Talk about the process on how you take it. You want to take it at bedtime. It does work best if you can take it right before you go to sleep. And if you can do that on an empty stomach, we know that it will work better and faster that way, too. All of our studies show that during that first 90 minutes of sleep is when your body is really, really utilizing what you have on your stomach. And that's why we want it to be Calitrin right at bedtime by itself if you can. You know, some people take medications right at bedtime. It's not going to interfere with those. It's not going to affect those at all. You don't have to worry about anything like that. I mean, it's safe even for your diabetics, even for your heart patients. We've been helping customers lose weight safely with Calitrin since 1997, y'all. That's almost 25 years. 25 years this April. Well, it will be 25 years this April for us helping customers. So I'm telling you, it's a proven product for weight loss. And then like Doug said, you get a team of support. We've got personal Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant. So when you purchase Calitrin, you get a follow-up email. If you want us to, if you'd rather text, we can text. You can call. They're going to do everything they can to help you see the results with Calitrin. And they've been working here. They're highly trained. They've been working here for a long time, too. We don't just put newbies on the phone and say, hey, here, help this customer. Like, they're highly trained as far as how to lose weight safely, healthy, the way that you want to do it, where you can maintain it and even keep it off after you get off of the product. You know, we're hoping that you don't have to be on Calitrin forever. Now, we do have some people who stay on it because they love it for the side benefits. You know, it is
I do.
For sleep. Yeah. We hear that all the time.
You know what I hear that I love? When you say, y'all. y'all have safe weight loss. This is a program for y'all. It's very charming.
You guys,
it's very sweet.
Y'all.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah. The situation when it comes down to, you know, how this all works for you, it's different for everybody because our body chemistry is different, right? So that's why these personal consultants, finding out how you think, how your body works, they probe and probe. They help you as much as they can because everybody is different.
Right, and our routines are different, too. You know, we have some people who maybe they work late nights and or maybe even second shift, third shift, and you're like, well, hey, I eat and go right to bed. Well, you know, what's the best way to take Calitrin? And they'll help you figure out the best way for you with the product, too. And then, of course, they have tons of resources, too. We've got guides. We've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut guide. We've got guides for diabetics trying to lose weight. Then we've got resources like checklists and the measurement tracking chart for, we've got one for males and one for females, you know, that shows you how to actually do the measurements, how to take progress photos, why it's not always the best thing to just go by the scale. You know, if you're going to go by the scale, you really have to be doing it consistently and charting it over the course of, you know, months, because weight fluctuates so much that you really need to be doing averages if you're doing weight, you know. So inch loss is really a better indication as far as, you know, if you're actually losing body fat, gaining muscle, you don't want to go by the scale always with that. So everybody's different. Like you said, everybody's different. And our Calitrin consultants they're great at helping people.
All right. Toploss.com is the website. Special deals right now. If people go there at this moment, use the DJV code, they get free shipping. What else? What's the deal?
That's right. Right now, if you use the DJV code, you're going to get free shipping on all orders of Calitrin, whether that's one bottle, 10 bottles, whatever, you're getting free shipping on that. And then we also have that proven 90-day supply. When you buy 90 days, you're getting 90 days free. So you need to check it out right now. It's a great time to stock up and save, maybe split with a friend today. Toploss.com has all the information. Or call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Discount code DJV. Our thanks, as always, to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.